Paul Ramo and Ken Fransky back here at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. And, Ken, an exciting time. We're about ready to find out what six teams are going to dance in the finals.
That's right, Paul. They're just bringing the teams back out in dancing order. 12 is going to get cut down to six. And it was an exciting 12-team dance-off early this afternoon. It's going to be fun to see who makes the finals.
Yeah, who are you impressed with besides the Shadows? The Shadows killed it, I think.
Shadows look best ever. The team we keep talking all year. I think YME looked very strong as well. I think Monty's on the edge, I think. They look probably as good as they've danced all year. I really like the Lake City team. They've been strong. I thought the defending state champion, the Frazee team, for the first time seeing them, looked good, but I'm not sure. I think they're kind of down in that 5, 6, 7, 8 spot would be my hunch. I really like the dance team from Bagley.
I did too.
Because it was a Minnesota Vikings theme, but it was cool. It was very creative. I thought it went with the music well. I would like to see them again in the finals. I thought they looked real strong. You know, Cannon Falls always looks pretty good. I haven't seen them yet this year. You know, Aiken's a four-time state champion before Frazee knocked off. They look good, but I think those are kind of the top, probably, there's eight teams. Probably competing for six spots, I think, Paul.
Absolutely. Speaking of Bagley, they came out in a yellow uniform, and then they, during their high kick routine, they switched into the Viking purple.
Right.
And how can you go wrong with Paul Allen's Minneapolis Miracle Call? They played that over the PA with the music. How can you go wrong with that?
I don't think you could. Like you said, they kind of came out like in a Nordic Viking outfit, flipped to the Minnesota Vikings.
With number 19 on the back.
Adam Thielen, but that's not Diggs's number. And they kind of did the Stephon Diggs Minneapolis Miracle with Paul Allen.
Yeah.
I agree, you can't go wrong, but I thought they had the wrong jerseys on, Paul.
Yeah. Never thought of that. You know, you talked about Yellow Medicine East. I thought they looked really good.
They did, Paul. You know, after the section scores across the state came in, YME had the second highest score the four sections right behind YME. There was about a four-point spread between the Shadows and YME. They looked very strong. Some of us dance dads were talking, wouldn't it be cool to see all three Section 3A teams make the finals? I think Monty's got the chance.
Yeah.
We were also joking, wouldn't it be cool if Section 3A swept 1, 2, 3 in the final?
There you go.
Today.
Yeah, the Stingray danced the Survivor, which is well known, and the Knoxville Dawson Boyd, of course, danced the Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. Montevideo danced, they danced to This Is Us, and they got their bright red uniforms on.
Well, they got almost all the teams out on Target Center floor, and look at it's so colorful with all the different uniforms and all the different teams, but Rockefeller Valley Dawson Boyd uniforms, they just pop with that bright color.
I agree, Paul. When they walked out of the tunnel, That yellow, it's almost like it's a little fluorescent yellow here at Target Center. It must be the LED lights or something like that. But you got reds and blues and greens and blacks and purplish colors and one kind of hot pink color. But, man, that shadow yellow really jumps, like you said, Paul.
Yep.
It kind of matches your tie so well.
No, thank you. Thank you. I planned that. I got to give a shout-out to some Lockefell Valley Dawson boys. They're here in yellow tutus, and each boy has a different letter spelled out shadows. They're here at the end of the Target Center.
We noticed early. I didn't know it was coming. Brandon Coyle told me his wife was working on those last night. So for the fans back home, you know, Target Center court is a basketball court. So the girls walk in one tunnel on the baseline, and they exit out the opposite end of the baseline. And those boys are right on the railing of the exit tunnel the girls walk out after they dance. And you can't miss them. I mean, they are bright yellow. Shadows across their chest spelled out S-H-A-D-O-W-S with black shirts on, bright yellow letter. I mean, I think a blind person could just about spot them here. Sorry, sir.
Yeah, great support by the students. There's a lot bigger crowd here today than yesterday.
Yes, Todd. It seems like, you know, there's more girls that dance on each team versus Jazz usually, but
yeah.
It seems like Kick just, you know, you probably double the crowd.
Yeah.
This section two, or class two and three A people are really filling in fast. It seems like Kick just has more support.
Right. Well, here we go. The PA announcer is going to announce the six teams that will dance tonight starting at 5:30. And let's hope Section 3A is represented well.
We want to hear some names. The confidence is questioned until you hear your name called out. And this will, again, Paul, will be announced in dancing order for the finals, not on how they scored in the first round or preliminary round.
The team is moving
All right, here we go. The PA announcer does a great job. Here we go.
Performance order.
Performance order. Going first tonight.
Please step forward.
Defending state champions, Paul. We're going to start off the finals later this afternoon, the advance.
Yep, they're giving hugs and smiles. They get to dance, those seniors anyway, get to dance one more time.
And their routine's a little slower, a little bit more methodical, but very, very crisp.
Dancing second.
Here we go, second. Dancing second.
Lake City.
Yeah, one of your favorites there, Kim.
Yeah, I like their routine.
Lake City.
Lake City's kind of southeast of the Twin Cities, getting down towards that Rochester area. If I'm not mistaken, Paul, a fun fact, I think Lake City is where water skiing was founded.
Oh, really?
I believe.
And you're full of a wealth of information today.
Yeah, useless, but it's information.
Impress your friends with.
Yeah, you know, it's the Cliff Clavin, you know, cheers type knowledge. No, I really like Lake City's routine. I'm happy and excited to watch that one again. They had the third highest score across all section scores, too. So, you know, well-deserved, and so far it's kind of fallen into place a little bit. Gray's due is the seventh.
Here we go. Dancing third tonight.
Aiken.
Always strong. Aiken, you know, four-year defending state champions from 2014 through 2017. Frazee won it last year. So, I mean, a routine powerhouse program from kind of north of the Twin Cities metro area.
Frazee and Aiken made it to the finals last year as well.
Correct. So we have one new finalist. Lake City did not make it last. They were in the top 12. Not a video.
No, Bagley.
Bagley. I misheard him with the headset on.
The Viking, the Minnesota Vikings team.
Yep.
Bagley, they are going to the finals. So we got two spots left.
Hey, two of my prayers have been answered. Two teams I wanted to see twice today that I haven't seen all year. Yep. So
Bagley fans right next to us here in all purple, Viking purple.
It's a big wave of purple, that is for sure.
Well, we got two spots left. Who's it going to be? Dancing fifth.
Rockefeller Valley's awesome. They got the fifth spot in jazz, and they got the fifth spot for dancing order in chick. Boy, it's Groundhog Day, Paul. It's Groundhog Day.
Look at the girls. They are one happy bunch of girls. The Shadows will dance in the finals tonight.
They're going for legendary with their theme this year, the Queen theme.
Who's the last team going to be?
I'm going to pull YMB out of my hat, Paul. That's my guess or prediction right now.
Okay.
And that'd be cool. The Shadows and YMB dancing fifth and sixth to finish off the Class A state tournament. That'd be special.
Of course, Julie James, one of the coaches, Lisa Johnson's sister, coaches YMB.
Yeah. Good connection.
All right. Here's the last team.
Our team will be dancing tonight. The sixth place.
There you go. Is going to wrap up the state tournament, Paul, in Class 1A kick, and hopefully that's a 1-2, a 1-3, a 2-3 place finish. We've got two out of the three Section 3A teams in the finals again this year.
Woo!
Wonderful.
All right. That's awesome. Well, that'll look at a wrap it up here, Ken Quick. And that was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. All the fans for every team are on their feet. Cheering for the hometown girls. Just unbelievable sportsmanship on the floor, in the stands. Just wonderful to see.
Let's go through the lineup again tonight. At 5:30 it starts.
All right. At 5:30, we're going to start the final six Class A high kick team. In dancing order is Frazee, which is the defending high kick state champion. Then from southeast Minnesota, we've got Lake City, which represents Section 1A. Then we have Aiken from up north, who's a powerhouse program dancing third. Bagley was not in the state tournament last year, so they cracked the top 12. They cracked the top six. Bagley's up in that Brainerd area. They have the fourth spot. Then we have our hometown Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dancing in that fifth spot, knocking on the door hard. And to wrap up high kick for Class A is the YME team. The Silhouettes will wrap it up in the final.
All right, and congratulations to the Montevideo Gold Dusters on an outstanding season for Montevideo.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see where they finish. You know,
They just missed in Jazz. I think they're on that edge of just missing the top six.
Right.
This for Kick as well, too. So we'll see where they land.
All right. Thanks, Ken, again. We'll talk to you a little before 5:30 then.
Sounds great, Paul. We'll be ready to go.
All right. Ken Fransky and Paul Rabel here at Target Center for State Dance. Once again, the Shadows and the Silhouettes in the finals at 5:30.